Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Yes, good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m.
Huge night last night, Tim, for Australia.
Yes.
The budget was revealed.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Where did you think it I was going with that?
I don't know. I was like, did we finally make it to the moon? Australia's space network finally got there.
No, the budget was revealed. Yeah. And yesterday, I don't know if you remember, but you promised the people of Central Queensland a bit of a report. So how'd you go? Did you watch it last night?
Oh, yeah. All of it. So what time are we doing the budget report?
Before the end of the show.
Yeah, but like specifically, like because I've already prepared it, but I just like to know
really?
For me.
Okay, yeah, sure. Let's just say I will spring it on you at some point throughout the show today.
All right.
Because if you're so prepared.
I've just got to be doing some work on my computer this morning, some emails sent out. It might look like I'm scrambling, trying to cram some research. But I've got some family emails, footy tipping, you know.
Appreciate it.
Standard stuff.
Hopefully you'll still be able to concentrate for Spell My Name because I need your help with this one.
My brain's going to switch off. Spell My Name's the hardest game I've ever played, if I'm being honest.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call at any time. If you have a hard name to spell, we want to give it a crack.
Yeah. I think I've got three ever. You've got four ever.
Yeah, I'm a good speller, hey.
But no, we've got seven as a team, and that's the real
crux. It's the only game on this show that we actually compete together.
Yeah, because we're both very bad at it. So it's not fun to compete against one another if you're scoring one out of every 10.
Also, Tim, really special guest. He was at Beef Australia yesterday.
Yes.
He's going to tell us all about it this morning. Pete Evans.
Pete Evans, Paleo Pete. I know a lot of people in this office are excited for us to chat to him.
He's a good bloke.
He's a good guy. We're looking forward to catching up with him. After 8:30. Sorry, I'm focusing on... No, because I've done the budget report.
Yes.
I'm just going over...
You're going over your notes, yep, just trying to think of how you're going to...
Crossing some T's, dotting some I's, just because there's... You haven't given me much information today, but that's okay.
Speaking of big blokes, good blokes. Sorry, Tim.
Don't say speaking of big blokes and then my name, because I'm... That hurts.
Nolsey. We know him, we love him, and Sydney
doing
a little bit of a tribute to him this weekend that I'm all about.
All right, we'll talk about Nolsey, Shannon Noll, aka your best friend, coming up after this.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
One of our favourite guys, one of our favourite Australian blokes, Shannon Noll.
You could almost call him Australia's favourite silver medalist. Coming second in Australian Idol back in 2004, second in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Yeah. I'm sure he never gets like properties first crack round. He's always second option. So, Nolsey, we appreciate
you. He's forever coming second, but this time he's the first option, Tim, because a pop-up bar in Sydney is dedicating itself to Shannon Noll on May 20.
It's incredible. I believe it's in Cronulla, which is like South Sydney. Cronulla is like a beach suburb, and it's just perfect for the man with the Southern Cross tattoo on his chest.
So usually this bar is El Sol, a Mexican food bar.
I have been there quite often.
Oh, well, there you go.
I lived in Sydney for a few years.
They're transforming on May 20 to El Noll.
They've done it just for the name.
They've slapped up a giant mural of Shannon Noll, the picture
stunning.
Of him where he's ripping his shirt open.
Yes.
And he's showing off his Southern Cross tattoo.
It's very good.
Proud honour. back when Southern Cross tattoos on your chest were all the rage.
Oh, mate. What do you mean they're not? I've got a surprise for you. I don't want to show you now. It's not on my chest. It's on my butt. But.
So basically, they're changing up their menu, renaming everything to Shannon Noll items. Mexican Shannon rolls. What about beans? And refreshing Shangria.
Shangria.
I mean, give me a big pitcher of Shangria. Yeah. I'm a happy girl.
Wow. I know it's not a drive-through restaurant, but his song Let's Drive. I imagine if there was drive-through, that would be playing constantly. Let's Drive.
I mean, it's going to be a huge night. They've got a bunch of DJs and live bands lined up.
No. I don't want DJs. Where's the man himself?
Well, there is a secret headliner. So,
Guy Sebastian, you dog.
That would be the ultimate twist. They have a Shannon Noll night and then Guy
Fiona
Sebastian plays.
Yeah, Fiona O'Loughlin's emceeing it. Come on, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
It's a very exciting time. Wherever you live, if you live away from your family, whenever they come and visit or you get to go see them, it's a bit of fun if you live away from home. And as I have done for the last 5 years, I think, 4 or 5 years, I often am requested, if we are going to catch up with my parents, it is that I return to them.
Right.
They are not massive travellers. My sister lived overseas for a few years and they went and visited her once. And in the same amount of time, they visited me the exact same amount of times, living in the same country, and at one point only living 4.5 hours away.
Yep.
So today, my mother and my father are flying in. And it's going to be interesting this next week, because they're here for a week.
Yeah.
They have very different ideas of what's fun.
I know. You've been telling me what your parents have been individually saying to you.
Because I've been on the phone to Mum, and sometimes if I can't get a hold of Mum, I'll just give Dad a buzz. And Mum's like sent me a list of like, here's what I want to do. She like wants to go up to Great Keppel Island, wants to go down to 1770.
She's planned an itinerary.
Yeah. This is like a Kentucky tour. I feel like I'm a bus driver. But Dad is excited. He's like, oh, is there a news agent near your place? I was like, oh, maybe like a half hour round trip walk. And he was like, done every morning.
Right. So like, they're either going to split up or your dad's going to end up having to get dragged along on your mum's itinerary.
Oh, the latter is probably more consistently lining up. Dad's excited because he loves my dog. Mm. He's obsessed with my dog. Whenever Dad calls, the first thing he asks is, how's my girlfriend? How's Remy? The dog Remy.
Yep.
How's my ute? And how am I? I'm fourth in the chain of how things are. Whereas Mum, she doesn't care about anyone else. But
now, here's the big question. Yesterday afternoon, you were telling me that you were going to go to a big shop because your parents are here for a week.
Yeah.
Did you end up going, or did you take my advice, just leave everything bare so that your parents come in and fill your fridge?
Do you know, I actually completely forgot about going to the shops at all. So we didn't have any food last night because I got home, I had to go to the gym, I had to do a whole bunch of other stuff, and it got to 7:30 and I looked at my watch and I was like, oh no.
Here it comes.
Here we go. So tomorrow, I'm going to have to do some shopping today.
No, don't do it. They're arriving at 4 o'clock. Oh,
that's
look at that, Mum and Dad. My fridge is empty. That's what I do with my parents. And then look at that. I have an adult fridge.
No, to be fair, it's not empty. It's got 3 beers and a heap of lettuce. So dinner's on this guy.
For me, it's usually a bottle of champagne and some cheese.
We live great lives. I'm excited. I'm sure there'll be some stuff going on this week. Yeah. I'll tell you all about it.
Get your mum to come in.
No, not at all. She will love that too much.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, everyone's eyes were on New York yesterday as the Met Ball kicked off.
Yes.
Now, if you don't know about what the Met Ball is, the Met Gala.
Well, I had to ask you.
Yeah, it is the Met Museum, and they hold an annual costume institute gala.
Met is short for Metropolitan, correct?
I believe it is. I don't know. It's basically a night where all the most influential people across the America and the world come
across
together.
Across
the America and the world come together. And they basically, it's like a showcase of fashion. So every year they have a theme, and all of the designers will try and dress the celebrities to that theme.
Okay.
Yeah. So the gala's theme this year was all about the Catholic Church. So it was heavenly designs.
Interesting.
And basically you had to take your inspiration from the Catholic Church.
Yes.
Rihanna took it a bit too literally, came dressed as the Pope.
That is beyond incredible.
She fully had the, I don't know, look, I'm going to offend a few people here, but I'm not, the Pope's hat, you know, the one?
Yes.
She had that on, full gown, everything. There were a lot of crosses, there were a lot of crystals.
You got to commit to the dress-up party, in my opinion. Either don't go or commit as hard as you can.
Yeah, and look, there were some incredible outfits. You can check them all out for yourself at hit.com.au. Heaps of stuff happened. A lot of couples came out for the first time together.
What do you mean they come out together?
Well, we saw Lily Reinhardt and Cole Sprouse. They're both on Riverdale, and they've been denying the fact they're a couple for like ages now, and finally we saw them walking hand in hand on the red carpet.
There was a hidden agenda here, and let's talk about Riverdale, and I'm not okay. It's not. Look, you and 17 other females like Riverdale in Australia.
It's huge, all right?
Sure, mate.
You can check out the full story for yourself at hits.com.au, as well as everything else that's trending right now.
From now on, whenever you do trending now, I'm going to need a run sheet from you and know exactly what you're about to talk about, because that was sneaky. I respect that you got it in there, but it's not okay. Look,
this is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, everyone knows that I love my cat. a lot.
Everyone knows that you have love inside of you. It's just the cat is the only direction that love's going. So it's good to see
that
you
have love. And it's not reciprocated. Anyone that has a cat knows that the cat doesn't share the love for you.
No, you get to be privileged to live in his space, yes. Essentially. Whereas
I live
you
to work as his servant.
Yeah, whereas dogs are just like, they're happy to be around. Dogs are the best because you just pretend to be excited and they're like, whoa, let's party. What's going on?
I feel like the way that I've been going this week with my cat Chandler is something that even dog owners would have experienced at some point.
All right, hit me with it. I can relate.
We're in a standoff at the moment.
All right.
And it involves his food.
Sure.
So I have just bought him a brand new bag of the exact same biscuits that he has been eating for over a year now.
From previous conversations, I know that you have had issues with Chandler, your cat, and getting him to finish his biggies.
It's because he's lazy, right? So he enjoys food where he doesn't have to chew. He can just swallow it down. I mean, don't we all?
Yes. I was going to say, a lot of pets take little characteristics from their owners. And this is alarming because he sleeps about 17 hours of the day. And also, if he has to chew, he's not about it. So this is a worry for
you. This is a concern. So I put in biscuits on Monday morning.
Oh, no.
And I got home from work and he hadn't touched them. And I was fuming.
Right.
It's like, what do you mean? It's been 8 hours. Why haven't you
eaten? Eat your biggies.
So I was like, you know what? If you're not hungry enough to eat your biscuits, guess who's not getting any wet food for dinner?
Oh, yeah. Now this is where the standoff's engaged.
This was where the Mexican standoff started.
This is like when I was a kid and I didn't eat vegetables and I would sit at the table with Dad until midnight just going, I'm not going to eat them. I'm going to last longer.
So every time I walked near the food bowl, he got excited. Oh, here comes the wet food. No. You're going to eat your biscuits. And then he didn't. No. So I woke up the next morning and half the bowl had been eaten.
That's like, it's progress. Okay, he's trying.
It's progress. So I put him more biscuits in the morning.
No, you got to.
No, this is the standoff. Finish all your biscuits, then you get some wet food, right?
Yeah.
It's taken until, where are we, Wednesday morning?
It's Wednesday.
There's still biscuits in his bowl. And I'm ready to just throw him off the balcony, honestly.
To be fair, I think we all are. I've never had issues with my dogs with them not eating food. My issues have been getting them to sit and just chill while I'm feeding the bowl because cats' mouths are a lot smaller than dogs. So Chandler, it'd take him like 7 hours because the biscuits are the size of his head.
I don't feel like I'm overfeeding him.
Oh, you're
and
not?
At the moment, I'm definitely not underfeeding him. He's just not eating what I'm putting in front of him.
Yeah.
So I mean, if there's any vets listening that need any advice, because at the moment I'm done. I'm not going to give him any rewards until he's finished eating his biscuits because I've got a big 2 kilo bag.
Yeah, you're going to be a good parent. I can tell you right now. Looking forward to meeting your kid. They're going to be very well fed.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Breaking news that's probably not going to make the bulletin because it's too important.
Sure.
Record breaking numbers. At the tiny town of Collector, just a bit northeast of Canberra, our nation's capital, for their annual pumpkin festival this year. Record-breaking crowds. And, you know, it's just so great to see that pumpkins are still getting the recognition they deserve. Because, you know me, I love a pumpkin, man. And it's devastating. It gets to this time every single year, and it's the fifth year in a row I haven't been able to go.
Right.
And I've never been, but it's been 5 years since I've wanted to
go. You are an avid pumpkin grower.
You're right. All right. Well, it's hard to grow. I'll give you that much. Pumpkins are hard to grow.
Is the festival about, like, the quantity of pumpkins or is it the size of the pumpkins?
Mate, it's a bit, as Hannah Montana once said, Miley Cyrus, it's best of both worlds. Over 16,000 people visited this festival.
Wow.
Hosted by the 300 locals.
Yeah.
The best thing is it's a fundraising event for the Collector calendar. So that's exciting. Do you know how many litres of pumpkin soup was sold, Jess?
How many?
350 litres.
Whoa!
Pumpkin soup. The best soup, in my opinion.
Were they selling pumpkin seeds too? Because I'm a big fan of a pumpkin
they
seed.
They were selling pumpkin seeds. It was so popular that it ran out towards the end of the festival,
Whoa.
This pumpkin soup. So people were showing off the size of their kins, as pumpkin enthusiasts call them, their punny kins.
Oh, their kins, sure.
Yeah, the colour, texture.
Mm.
There was no carving because this is a serious pumpkin festival.
We're not here to faff about.
Absolutely not. And I love sharing all the information I can on Pumpfest 2K18 because 2K19 is going to be...
Is that what they call it? Pumpfest?
That's what me and the boys call it. Unfortunately, I couldn't go with them this year. On it's like, you know how you have a footy trip or like a Bucks weekend.
They still sent you a T-shirt though, so that's really nice of them.
Yes. All I want is some roasted pumpkin and I'll be right. So I'm looking forward this time next year. Mark my words, we're going to give you an updated for 2019's Pumpkin Fest in Collector, northeast of Canberra, our nation's capital.
Let's try and get you down there, Tim. I really feel sad.
I will do a show from the Pumpkin Festival if we can get that in the budget. Our boss, Matt Wex, listen up.
You are garbage.
Pumpkin Fest 2019, Tim and Jess are owning that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you like to finish off work or when you head home and crack a coldie, have a sip of some Chardonnay or even just throw back some tequila, turns out...
Whoa, how hectic is your work day?
No, drink responsibly. Turns out, well, we love things because everything's bigger in Texas than the United States, especially university, because they've gone to study and said that research has shown that people who drink regularly are less likely to die than people who don't drink at all.
Right, okay. So what do you mean less likely to die?
All you sober Sallys out there.
Everyone's going to die at some point. Yeah, what do you mean less likely to die?
I don't know. It will happen less. That's what less likely means.
They live longer?
No. Just less likely to die. Drinking within reason and drinking responsibly, and we always promote that. But even heavy drinkers had a higher mortality rate than those that don't drink at all. So whether you're drinking responsibly or not, it seems to be, because going out drinking is often like 38 to 50% of the time. Great numbers there as well.
You're just making up stats now.
Wow. But it's in a social setting, so it keeps your brain active, keeps you mentally stronger and emotionally stronger because you're out socializing compared to me when I'm just sipping on some tequila at home.
Here's a little fun fact. Whenever you get a study like this, you need to look at the source where it's coming from.
Texas
University.
Psychologist Charles Houlihan.
I mean, is it?
41% of moderate drinkers passed away early compared to 69% of non-drinkers. So my stats weren't too far from being correct.
I'm just thinking, Texas, big drinking state. Would you disagree?
Big state regardless.
Would they just be doing a study like this to make themselves feel better? That's...
Probably. But here, I'm not here to judge scientists. We love science. You can't deny that we don't love science.
No, but it's like when a cheese factory goes, oh, you know what? Eating cheese 3 times a day is good for your health. And it's like,
Can you send me that link? That's important to me. So, look, we're obviously always saying, well, Jess isn't saying, but drink responsibly as always.
Hey, and what do you mean I'm not saying?
No, Jess is an irresponsible advocate of alcohol. So you just need to chill out. I'm here to bring science. You're here to bring bad vibes. Mm. And I'm not about it. Matter of fact, I've got a bad vibe right about now. There's a beer advert,
you're
kiddies.
The worst.
Anyway, drink responsibly.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, the new Avengers movie has cracked box office records everywhere.
I don't want to use the B word, but I believe a billion was done.
Yeah, huge. And the original six Avengers decided they wanted to go and do a little team bonding.
So the first Avengers, I believe, had Mark Ruffalo as Hulk. Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, Thor, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans as Captain America, and Ethan Hawke as Red Eye.
No, Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner! Ah!
You were so close. You were doing so well. So the six of them went to the tattoo parlor and they decided to get an Avengers style. It was like an A.
Like the logo of Avengers.
Yeah, but it was a bit of a special design. The tattoo artist made them a bit of a special design. So it's not just the A. It also has like a little arrow because it's pointing forward because the thing's going forward. It had a lot of special meaning. Every one of them got the same tattoo, but Mark Ruffalo chickened out.
Did he?
He did. He chickened out last minute, decided not to get one. But the tattoo artist who designed the tattoo stepped in and he said, guys, I will get the same tattoo as you and I don't want to put it on myself. I want you guys to tattoo it on me.
Oh, no.
So all of them took turns doing different parts of the tattoo on the tattoo artist.
That's how you get an infection.
And one of them actually said that Scarlett has actually done a tattoo on this same tattoo artist before.
Oh, wow.
Did an incredible job. But when it came her time to draw a straight line, that's all she had, it ended up looking like a lightning bolt. It was just a mess.
Bit of Harry Potter crossover there. Congratulations.
But I mean, I'd let Scarlett Johansson tattoo anything on me, really.
I've had a Mark Ruffalo in my friendship group.
Really?
There was a group of three or four of us and we all got the same tattoo in different spots. I got mine on my ankle, mate got mine on his bum cheek, and I'm going to name him Simon.
Oh!
Simon.
The assassin on the radio.
He pulled out at the last minute.
What a
and,
wuss.
And this is 3 a.m. in America. And I was like, oh, you're the worst. Anyway, now I've got to go get some Glad wrap. Let's get out of here.
You can check out that full story for yourself as well as everything that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name. We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Yes. Now, if you don't know the rules for Spell My Name, I'm going to run you through. Just take a piece of paper out.
Get a pen.
Listen up. You call up on 13, 12, 16. Mm-hmm. We will listen to you after you tell us either your first name or your last name. We will try and spell that, repeat it to you, and if it's correct, we win. If it's not correct, we lose.
Yeah,
very
and everyone in
game.
Central Queensland wins.
That's right. We have had a lot of Serbian input of late.
I do love a good ethnic name, Tim.
A good ethnic name.
They're always tricky.
Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful.
Yeah,
that's
our only request.
And look, we have Catherine called up last week, and we thought Catherine's playing a doozy on us, and it was just spelt standard Catherine.
Yeah.
This Catherine
that one gets us too because we're expecting funny spellings.
We're expecting funny spellings. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. First, middle or last, let us try spell your name. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Name, N-A-M-E.
Off to a cracker start.
The game is as complicated as it sounds. It's very simple. You call through on 13, 12, 16. We try and spell your name.
Try and stump us.
A bit of multiculturalism, because that's what Australia is. It's a beautiful country with people that come from all over this beautiful planet of ours, and we want to spell their names, no matter what corner of the globe.
I also enjoy bogan names that just throw letters in for no reason.
Why not? First of all, we've had Madonna call through, not the Madonna, but just a Madonna from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Madonna, are we spelling your first name or your last name?
Well, I've actually got a different name that I've got for you to spell.
All right, what do you want us to spell?
Ladasha.
Oh, here we go. I think I know this
L-A-D-Y-S-H-A?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go L-A hyphen S-H-A.
Nearly.
Oh no! I pressed the wrong button. What was it? What was it, Madonna?
L-A-A.
Oh. I hate it.
That's not
I hate
cool,
it, Madonna.
But you've got us. Thank you very much for your call. And we've got Suwaila from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16. Suwaila, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, Suwaila.
Is it like a one name, Sue?
Yes, one name.
All right, okay, Jesse, have a crack.
S-U-E.
No. Keep going.
Hyphen H-U-L-E-R.
Why are you putting hyphens in there?
Because it's like a double R. Suhaila.
No.
Is there a hyphen in the middle?
No hyphen.
All right, so S-U-H-Y-L-A.
No.
Come on, Suhaila. What are we dealing with right now?
S-U-H-A-I-L-A.
S-U-H-L-I-A-H.
S-U-H-A-I-L-A.
Ah, all right. Yeah, that one was tough. You got us, mate.
Thanks for your call, Suwaila.
And finally, we've got Rushni now. Rushni, are we spelling your first name or your last name?
First name.
Jess, you want to go? Because I've been...
No, I've gone first every time. You
all right,
go
Rushni.
First.
R-U-S-H-N-I.
Yep.
Damn it, that's what I was going to say.
Got it in one go.
Should have gone first, Jess. That's how we end. We end with
rough.
A bang.
That is rough.
Rushni, thank you very much. You're our favourite listener that we've ever had, ever.
Thank you.
No worries, buddy.
See, I keep second-guessing myself, Tim, and I'm so angry.
I just feel like we're potentially the most multicultural people in the country because, boy, are we inclusive.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim, generally proposals are something very intimate.
Marriage proposals or yes. Work proposals? No. Like, here is an idea for a new park.
The marriage proposals.
I imagine both to be quite
very
intimidating.
Very intimate, very romantic. But some people like to go a bit above and beyond. They want to make a big deal of it, right?
Yeah. But you got to know your partner. Like, for example, when or if I propose to my partner, I know she's not listening right now because she's at the gym, so I can say what I want. She would not want it to be, she would want it to be very private.
Right. Whereas I've told you, as soon as I find the person I'm going to be with, you need to organise for him to propose to me on the radio.
On the
I
radio
want everyone
show
to hear
live.
It. I absolutely want someone to propose to me live on their show.
I'm surprised that you haven't offered to do your wedding at Harvey Norman or something like
Mate,
that.
If someone wants to broadcast from my wedding, I'm happy
we'll
to have it
sponsor Jess's wedding. Just needs a boyfriend to turn into
Chainz
a husband.
Was on the Met Gala red carpet last
night. He did some songs. He's got 2 Chainz. That's what he's known for. Good on him.
2 Chainz, number 2, chain letter Z. Yep.
2 Chainz.
Yeah, very nice. Got on his one knee on the red carpet of the Met Gala and proposed to his girlfriend, Kesha Ward.
2 Chainz, 1 ring.
It's incredible. Like, the Met Gala is one of the biggest events.
It's not.
It is.
Don't BS me, mate.
There is
I've
so
never
much
heard
media
of it
there.
Today.
They're all the most influential people, all the most influential celebrities are there.
I'm going to allow you to call it the most well-known art fundraiser in the world. It is not a big event.
It is a huge event.
You're like, the Grammys, biggest event. The Billboard Awards, biggest event. Sunday lunch,
the Met
biggest
Gala
event.
Is bigger than the Grammys.
Oh, the Grammys are garbage, mate. I've got a Grammy.
Anyway, he gets down on one knee on the red carpet, proposes to his girlfriend.
Brave.
This is in front of all the press.
Did she say yes?
In front of everyone. Yes, oh, she did. God. Thank Lord. And this is what I was thinking. It's a very public way to get incredibly rejected.
Of
like,
course,
if she said no, this would have been front page news everywhere.
Publicity. Any publicity is good publicity, mate. Saying he would release a new album.
Oh, you reckon?
Called 2 Chainz, No Rings. It would happen.
You need to get onto 2 Chainz.
I need to get into 2 Chainz marketing team.
13, 12, 16.
Okay.
I know this might be a long shot.
Sure.
But have you seen a public proposal?
Ooh, I've never seen one.
Because, I've never seen one either. A friend of mine works at Eureka Tower, the big observation deck in Melbourne.
The big building in the city.
And everyone that comes through, they have proposal packages. She sees a proposal pretty much every day.
Boring.
And she's, like, always really nervous watching it happen because it's in front of so many people.
Yeah.
And people have said no before.
13, 12, 16, have you seen a public proposal? The worse it went, the better.
Public proposals, Tim, they're a bit risky, would say.
Yep.
2 Chainz, I mean, it was pretty much very confident. He proposed to his longtime girlfriend on the Met Gala red carpet.
Which is an art fundraiser.
They've already got 3 children together, so...
Oh, yes, I'd lock it down.
Not as much of a risk for 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz?
No, it's 2 Chainz. He really emphasises the Chainz.
But... I wanted to know on 13, 12, 16, have you ever seen a public proposal? Because my heart would stop if I saw someone proposing in like a really public place.
Your heart would stop. You would physically freeze as if there was like alien and predator attacking you, where it's like, if I don't move, they won't see me.
And then I'd probably film the whole thing and go on up and try and make friends with them afterwards. Be like, I got the whole thing on tape.
Yeah,
do you want
it? But that's if it goes well.
Exactly. And this is what I wanted to know. 13, 12, 16, have you experienced one of these public proposals?
Have you seen one? We've had Rhiannon. She's from Gladstone, called through on 13, 12, 16. Rhiannon, have you seen a public proposal?
Oh, yes. And it was the most awkward night of my life.
Oh, God.
So I can't even imagine the guy. We were out one Saturday night, my partner and I actually, and in this packed restaurant, really busy night, and the guy kind of like did the glass, you know, the chinky on the glass.
Oh, no.
A few people started being like, who does that? Like, there was just the two of them, but everyone, because he was just kept doing it, everyone kind of was looking over. And he made this, like, declaration to the whole restaurant of strangers, and you could see his girl was just... already got awkward and was putting her hands in it, and then got down on one knee by her side, by her chair, and proposed. And she literally just shook her head and walked out of the restaurant. Yeah. So I don't actually know if eventually, like, he then followed her, but it looked like a no to me, and it was.
Did Does everyone in the restaurant at that point just go on with their meal and just pretend
literally,
it didn't happen?
Everyone just went straight back to their food. I saw a few phones go out as well, so I'm sure it's all over Snapchat or something.
Poor Darren's heart's broken, and everyone's just gone back to their schnitzel.
Probably tore a hamstring running after her as well. Worst night of his life. Jeez. Thanks for your call, man.
Thank you.
No worries.
I got secondhand embarrassment just like listening to that. I feel sorry for the poor guy.
And like you've got this whole thing where it's like you'd like your husband to propose to you on air. Like what if you say no?
No, I won't say no. Yeah. We'll be madly in love, obviously.
Oh, sorry. I forgot the terms and conditions.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, if you've ever wondered how many eggs you should be having in your diet.
It's often I sit alone at home at night failing to fall asleep because I go, have I got enough eggies in me? And as someone that doesn't eat eggs, I have a feeling I'm about to be blasted.
The National Heart Foundation guidelines recommend just 6 eggs a week. Not going over 6 eggs.
That is too many eggs.
Like, that's so many. I'm lucky to have 2 a week. Like, maybe if I treat myself to a bit of brunch on a weekend, have a couple of poached eggies. But 6 a week seems like a lot. Well, they've just done a new study that says you can actually, and it's quite good, to have a high egg diet, 12 a week.
All right. 13, 12, 16. If anyone has anything to do with egg laying here in CQ, give us a call. How many eggs are you eating a week?
Well, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that there were no adverse effects from having as many as 12 over 7 days.
Okay.
But the Heart Foundation saying you shouldn't have more than 6. So I don't know who to believe here. How many eggs should I be having, Tim?
I don't know. Look, we're chatting to Pete Evans after this. I don't want to, because we're focusing on beef Australia.
Yeah, we need
I'm not
to focus on beef.
It.
We can't ask him about this.
But after that, if someone wants to call through, if someone's eating more than 12 eggs a week, right now, give us a call 13, 12, 16. Talk us through it, because I don't get that, man. It's a lot of eggs.
You're eating 12 eggs. Like, how are you managing that?
How are you affording that? Eggs aren't cheap, especially organic and paleo eggs. Are there paleo eggs?
Paleo?
I don't know.
Aren't all eggs paleo?
Mate, I'm not a doctor. In that sense, I'm a psychiatrist. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. How many eggs are you eating? But yes, that is interesting because I feel like that's too many eggs.
Yeah, you can check out the full story for yourself as well as everything that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Very lucky to be joined on the phone now by someone who was hanging out in Rocky yesterday celebrating Beef Australia Week. Joining us is Pete Evans. Thanks for joining us, mate.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks so much, mate. Look, how are you enjoying Rocky so far here at Beef Australia?
Hey, Rocky's awesome, and Beef Australia is such a cool event. I've never seen so many hats in my life. It's awesome.
we were there the other day, and look, I wasn't saying I was dressed like I was a city slicker, but I was still wearing like my jeans and all that, and I just felt so out of place.
I had
Pete.
To pull Tim away from the Akubra tent. I really did.
I actually picked up an Akubra, so I'm feeling more in touch now.
Awesome.
So what was your involvement at Beef Week yesterday?
I'm here for Cleaver's Organic and Free Range Meats, and we've got some awesome products. Our hot dogs are sensational, so I cooked up a few hot dogs in our special van, so come and check it out if you can, because we have organic hot dogs, do you believe it, in Australia. This is a world first. No nasties, so cool. And I also cooked up some steak and some beef cheeks as well on the demo, so which is awesome. My good mate Curtis Stone's down here as well, and so cool getting to meet not only the public but also the people that are actually growing the cattle and farming the cattle and raising them. So really cool.
Drooling.
Yeah, mate, business would be booming for you because organic and everything like that, it's so popular at the moment. Like, you must be absolutely loving being involved in Beef Week Australia.
Mate, I love it. And as you said, the organic movement is growing. I mean, if you think about it, 100 years ago, everything was organic. So we're slowly getting back to how that was. But the good thing is you've got a company like Cleaver's that is supporting the farmers. And when you're eating organic, you know that it's free range as well, the Cleaver's brand especially. And what that does for the health of not only the family but also of the land is paramount if we're going to have a sustainable future. So this is something definitely that people can look into, do their own research and get behind, and then pop on a nice piece of meat with some beautiful vegetables on their plate for their family, and Bob's your uncle, as they say.
Fantastic. Beef Australia is still continuing all week long. Thank you so much, Pete.
Thanks for having me, and love coming up to Rocky.
Thanks, mate. We love having you here. Go check out Beef Australia Week for yourself. Finishes up this week.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I know that Rihanna's saying don't stop the music, but a lot of feedback I get in the street is, Tim, don't stop with the budget report.
Okay.
And I'm like, guys, chill out, because I love the budget. I definitely watched the Scott Morrison's budget revealed last night.
You were live tweeting it on your Twitter that doesn't exist.
Yeah,
you were just all over it.
Very, very aware. Now, you've given me something to play in the computer, so you just press it now?
Yeah, go
for it. What I'm doing?
Yeah, Timmy is definitely prepared for budget report for Central Queensland that he's definitely studied for and hasn't prepared for last minute.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I thought, you know, someone as professional as you needed a professional opener.
Well, so. Yeah, but apparently yesterday on the show I promised that I was going to do an in-depth analysis of the current budget for 2018 released by Scott Morrison, the treasurer of our beautiful country, Australia.
And not make us fall asleep. So
no. And what now will happen is could be confused as padding for time, but I just really want to focus on what a budget is. Now, a budget is something that you are given in your life where you want to set money to be like, all right, here's what we're going to align and assort some money to here.
We're aware of what a budget is, mate. What was the budget set for Australia? Look, what happened? Give me some highlights.
All right, you're wrapping me up. If you want me to quickly go through it, things that were announced by our Treasurer of Australia, Scott Morrison, that was in Canberra last night for an extended amount of time that was seemed to be a really good...
Get to what he said, mate.
Some key themes. Tax relief around Australia. Support for business and jobs.
That's good. That's
essential services. I'm assuming that's milk and water. Keeping Australia safe and the government living within its means. So that's less spending by government officials doing things.
That's all good, right?
Yeah.
Anything specific for Central Queensland?
Big winners, aged care, low and middle income earners and commuters with Australian security. Losers, criminals. Ha ha, we gotcha. welfare and foreign aid.
Unfortunate Central, to all of those.
Central Queensland, more aged care facilities to Gladstone. It was actually mentioned by Scott Morrison specifically. It's not often they focus. That's more of like a
Scotty
local...
Scotty M loves him a little bit of a Central Queensland.
And look, there you go. Well, you're welcome.
That was properly garbage. I probably would have done a better job just doing it myself.
I doubt it. But I watched it, so I can...
No,
I definitely watched it. So
now
I
can admit to everyone that you actually had no prior knowledge.
I'm a big fan of the government.
That's what you can come up with 3 hours notice.
Anyway, you are welcome, Central Queensland.
Wow.
Go forth, go hinder, and spread the word that the budget is here.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, must finish now. We've got to be on our way. It's that time of the morning. Have a great day. If you want to go and look at the budget in a bit more in-depth, even though it's probably not possible, hit.com.au. Listen to the news. thank you for doing that to me. I enjoyed that. Go the budget.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.